how was your week?
So Thanksgiving was my week. You know how many words I wrote on Thanksgiving? 772, I think.
And you said you weren't going to write anything on Thanksgiving. Where are you getting at?
I don't know.
What are you trying to get to?
I don't know where I'm going with this. But I fucking finished NaNoWriMo last night. I hit 5,000. I'm sorry, 50,000. 141 words.
Congratulations, Brent, you did it.
Yeah, so I got the code, the discount code for Scrivener. So I only got it for $24.95 instead of for $50.
Good job.
Which was super great. And I'm thinking about buying a winner's t-shirt. It's $18.
I think you deserve it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, this shirt I have on right now is $5. I can go to Winco and just buy $5 t-shirts for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. I love $5 shit.
Exactly. But I guess I'll get a winter shirt. And what else this week? That was pretty much. I do still need to check in today and tomorrow to get the rest of these badges on here, though. Earn this badge by hitting your daily par every single day. Show up and show out. I don't know.
Well, when this episode comes out, it's going to be December 1st, and it's going to be all over.
Yep.
And we're in the Christmas season officially.
Yeah, so here's the winter shirt. Which is pretty cool looking, I guess.
Oh, that's cute.
It has like a clock pin thing. I don't know what that is. It's a key. Okay, so it's a key with a clock on the top. It kind of reminds me of like some fucking Hogwarts shit. Ah, but how was your week?
Samesies, Thanksgiving. This week's been going good. I launched a new product on Beauty's Biscuits website. So we're doing the Christmas cookies. They're live and they're available for purchase. So they're just our dog biscuits, just in, you know, Christmas shapes. I made candy canes and Christmas trees and stockings.
Did I do,
I did design in like with a toothpick. I did design with it. So
okay.
They look like Christmas things and snowflakes. And so, that's been really fun. So visit Beauty's Biscuits to send a doggy friend some Christmas cookies for the holiday.
Yeah, give them, that's their doggy, their Christmas gift.
Exactly.
Their doggy Christmas gift.
Their doggy Christmas gift.
Did you see those big ass fucking rawhide bones that they have at Winco?
Yeah, they're enormous. And I would not give one to my dog. I would never see the end of it. I just hear chewing forever for a year. All right, okay, I guess that's why people get it, huh? Other than that, it's been good. I've been being a chicken mom. Those chickens are
chicken mom.
Yeah, I've got 10 chickens now, so a lot of making sure they're okay.
That they don't freeze. Well, no, it was cold last night. Yeah.
They've got their light on. Like, the light did go out. We had to replace the light, so I made sure they got their heat, and they're eating up everything, so I had to go and buy some more feed. And
there's two of them out there right now.
Yeah, they do their thing. So it's just
been three of them.
Hanging out at the Hizzle, staying alive.
That one's Butter, right? Butter and...
Butter. Okay, so we've named some of them. There's Butter. There's Eddie, Charlie, Murphy.
They're females.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can name whatever I want.
I guess so.
But we've got an Eddie, actually, and a Charlie, and a Murphy.
Those actually can all be girl names anyway.
Exactly. Eddie, Charlie, Murphy.
They're weird.
And so...
I cannot.
What else have I been doing? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Just thinking about you guys. Hey, guys. Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
It's bold, bitches.
Boop, boop. All of our shirts have officially been received.
Oh, good.
People were posting pictures this week. So all of you lovely folks that got shirts from us, you're welcome, and thank you for sharing your pictures. Welcome, if this is your first episode, welcome to the podcast. To our existing listeners, hello, you guys. Welcome back. Thank you for being here. And thank you to our patrons. Let's give a shout out to our patrons. We love you guys. Thank you for your continued support.
Yeah.
We really, really do appreciate you guys. And, so update. Oil fraud. So a friend of ours, a podcaster, worked for Gary Milby.
Oh, really?
He was like, I work for that son of a bitch. And he worked in their call center. So they would just call people and lie. They're like, yeah. There's hella oil in Tennessee. They would lie. They would say, hey, it's tax deductible. You know, they would say whatever they needed to say to get people's money. Apparently, Moby was a dick and the daughter was super spoiled.
Of course. That's why she was on that show.
Yeah. And so apparently, when he went to jail, they knew nothing of it. All of a sudden, they came in.
They who? The
employees. Yeah, yeah. They knew nothing. And all of a sudden, they're like, yeah, we're closed forever. You guys are all fired.
Wait, who said that?
That's what he said. He was like,
No, but who told them? Like,
hang on, let me tell you. Hang on, let me get the message. Hang on. He was like, Mid-America Energy. And I was like, yes. He was like, Portland, Tennessee. I was like, yes. He's like, yep. I worked in the call center. I was there when the FBI was talking to folks and they were taking license plates. Or I guess it might have been Tennessee Bureau of Investigation.
They were writing down people's license plate numbers?
Yeah, they were going to the parking lot getting license plate numbers.
Oh, my God.
Gary bought the company from a friend and changed the name. And I guess the friend might have been like some NFL player or something like that. And he was from the Broncos. He came in and he flew them over the oil fields in a helicopter. So maybe it was the company's helicopter that he had access to that he flew her in on her Super Sweet 16.
Oh, she came in on a helicopter.
Mm-hmm. The sales pitch was that Kentucky was full of oil. One of the pitches that oil is 100% tax write-off because it's high risk. He says he remember telling people that the price of oil was $100 a barrel. And he was like, and FYI, I'm your blurry witness with the voice changer. He remembered walking in on a Friday at noon and they told them that they had no job. You're like, yeah, so you're fired. Have a great day. Oh, apparently he was into coke. Gary Milby.
I'm sure he was. He'd have to be. Those people are on drugs.
Are you on drugs?
Yes, actually, I am. Lots of them.
I'm on drugs.
Lots and lots of drugs.
Yeah, so that was our episode, two episodes back. I think it was episode 94, My Super Sweet Oil Fraud. Gary Milby. Check that out. And he got caught on My Super Sweet 16 on MTV.
Dumbass.
By the popo. And they were like, no, not today, son. All right, so you can connect with us on social, on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. You can visit our website at bookofliespodcast.com. There you could find your podcatcher. You can subscribe to us. You can listen to all of our previous episodes. We've got a collaborations page with all of our pod friends out there. And I think that's it.
So, Sunny, what are we talking about today? Weird.
So, Brandy, 2020 is almost over. It is December, guys. Can you believe it? It's been a rough fucking year.
2021 might be a shit show, too.
It might be a shit show, y'all. Just because it's a different day, it don't change. Remember Y2K? Everybody was waiting. Nothing happened. So... we got to get through this. And before we get out of 2020, I'm going to talk about the 2020 scams that have been happening. They all have to do with COVID, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this source from Theo Joe on YouTube.
Theo Joe.
Yep. I think I might include a link. So the first one I'm going to tell you about is they're doing a fake antibody test.
Oh, God.
So the FBI warned that there are some fake antibody, COVID antibody tests being sold. And what they're doing is it'll...
Sold.
Sold.
Oh, God.
So you might buy it online, some random website, advertisement on Facebook or social media for an at-home antibody test. Usually what'll happen is you'll order it and you just won't get anything. They'll jack you that way. They're just like, haha, sucker, whatever.
I feel like I talked about this earlier in the year.
Maybe. And then there's one where they send it home and it's kind of like a home pregnancy test or drug test.
You pee on a stick.
Or you prick your finger and you get a result at home and it's usually fraudulent. And, you know, it's like, here you go.
It probably is a pregnancy test or like a diabetes test. fucking weird.
You're positive for diabetes. Or when they don't send you anything, they're phishing your information.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some FDA approved ones that it's not an at-home read, though. Like, you either have to send it back or you have to, like, go to LabCorp or something to pick up a test of some sort.
Yeah.
But there are lists of FDA-approved testing companies on their website. But actually, yeah, there are no at-home tests yet. So, no. Sorry about that, guys. There's this... I was telling Mom about it. I was telling Mom the episode what we're going to do today. And there's this one where they do fake contact tracing.
Oh, God.
So...
yeah.
You'll get a text message or a robo-dial saying you've been in contact with someone who has tested positive for COVID. And what you need to do is quarantine and click this link in the text message and fill out this information. And the link is phishing. It's like, oh, give me your this, your that, blah, blah, blah. And so they steal your info, of course. But real contact tracers won't ask for money because some of them are asking for money. They're asking for their banking information.
Oh, God.
Contact tracing is government funded. So your tax dollars pay for the fucking service. Yeah. So you owe them nothing.
Right.
And they shouldn't need any information when they are. If you are contacted and it's legitimate, they'll just let you know that you will be getting a phone call from somebody. And they're not sending you a link to go and fill out some information.
Right.
They may verify info, but that's it.
Yeah.
Don't give them your information.
You know what? Okay, so the thing about verifying information is hilarious to me. Like, they'll call and be like, can I verify your address or your phone number or whatever? If you're verifying my phone number, you tell me the number and I'll tell you if it's right. Don't ask me for it.
Exactly.
But, like, even when I, like, call, I don't really call the bank anymore, but, like, you know, when you call, like, some account that you have and they're like, okay, well, we just need to verify some information.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, what is your blah, blah, blah? I'm like, if you're verifying the information, you need to tell me what it is.
Because if you called me, I'm not giving you shit.
Yeah, no, not that. Yeah, that too. I'm like, what?
If I called you, then okay. But yeah, they do that too. I'm calling can you verify? No, you called me.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. What do you want? Nope, that's not me. Sorry. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But... and the things that they're asking for, like with the contact tracing, that like they shouldn't be asking you questions about your immigration status.
No.
You shouldn't be asked to download anything or to click any link. And no social security information is required whatsoever.
No.
Or credit card or bank account information.
Like, I'd be like, what does this have to do with COVID? Nothing? Okay, cool. Thanks. The fuck?
What does that have to do with COVID? Nothing.
Like, seriously, what bank I go to? That COVID? No.
So then there's the COVID fund email that went out around the end of June 2020.
COVID fund.
So there's an email going around that stated that the government, the FTC, was giving away money for people affected by COVID. And they were giving it away in the name of a group called the Global Empowerment Fund. And they included a link. Click this link, fill out the information, and we'll go ahead and run you your money.
Uh-huh.
No. Phishing. Stealing their information. So the FTC is like, no, we didn't do that. This organization does not exist. This is fake as fuck.
Google. Like, seriously, don't just fill out things. Google it, especially if it sounds too good to be fucking true.
Exactly.
I'm still Googling fucking stimulus check. So...
well, that's the thing. And it seemed like it was something like a stimulus check.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are out on their luck, who don't have any money, who are fucking screwed by the state of affairs, are easily duped.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that's how they get you. They're like, oh, shit, you got COVID. Oh, you got to get this money now. Do it now. Do it now. Like with giving the information for the contact tracing.
You have to. And yeah. Do your information because the cutoff date is whatever the fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it now. Oh, they're like, oh, shit, money. Hold up. Let me just go ahead and jot this information in here real quick. And you get fucked. All right. So this is the one I'm really excited about. So the unemployment scams.
Ugh.
So which is pretty much identity theft. So anyone that has ever been affected by identity theft, if your social security has ever been compromised, if anyone has ever stolen your identity, you're the people that are getting fucked in this unemployment thing because people have your information and they're applying. for unemployment. And the thing is, they're like, well, you should freeze your information. You should, you know, freeze your bank accounts and do this. They don't have access to your bank account. They have access to your information.
Yeah.
And the way the Social Security thing works in disability is they give you a completely different debit card, like a prepaid debit card, which they load the money on.
Yeah.
So you will not know that you're getting paid somewhere else.
Right. Until you apply.
So what you should do is if you've ever been affected, check your shit. Check your social. Check to see if there's any claims open with the state. Check to make sure it's just not being used.
And you know what sucks about that? Is that they run your Social Security card, number, to see if you're working.
Mm-hmm.
And if they see that their income is being reported as earned for you, you owe them that money back.
Yeah. No, these people are getting royally fucked.
Yeah.
Because when I was doing this, I was like, what was that guy's name who did that song about EDD?
The rapper guy?
Yeah. So
the one that we did the news.
Oh, girl. I got an update on this motherfucker. So his rapper name is Nuke Bizzle.
Yeah.
Nuke Bizzle.
Is that the same one?
Yes. Okay. And he was arrested for alleged unemployment benefit fraud scheme after he boasted on YouTube via a music video called EDD that he became a millionaire.
Yep.
Which he did. So his real name is Fontrell Antonio Baines. He's 31. He obtained $1.2 million. In jobless benefits.
What a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. I can't.
He had 92 different debit cards.
Oh my
loaded.
God.
He had fucking addresses in Beverly Hills, Koreatown, LA.
Bel Air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All over the place. That's where they were mailing those checks to, and he had access to them.
So he
not
actually,
checks the cards. Yeah.
So he was getting cards delivered to different locations.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were just
loading them up. Yeah.
But that means that he had to spend time certifying for every single one of those.
If you want $1 million, it ain't easy, you know?
That's just fucked up. Like, seriously? I'm sorry. I'm too lazy. I am too lazy to do all that. I guess I won't be a millionaire. At least not that way.
Not from EDD.
No, hell no. No EDD.
This motherfucker, right? So he's been charged with 3 felony counts of access device fraud, aggravated identity theft, interstate transportation of stolen property, and he's looking at 22 years.
That's it?
Yep.
You ruining people's lives and you only get 22 years?
Yep. That's if he's convicted. So,
well, he confessed.
he showed it. He made a music video because he took out about $700,000 in cash, which were made in Las Vegas. Some were made in Las Vegas. He got arrested in Vegas September 23rd, and he had 8 debit cards on him.
So
7 of which had different names.
Where did he keep the cash? In a fucking mattress?
Girl, I don't know. Oh my God, I still agree with that.
Like, if you can't even deposit that much money into a bank account without it being flagged by the IRS or flagged to the IRS.
He was probably buying stuff, moving stuff around. He obviously produced a music video. That's how he's probably
fucking fake ass rapper ass.
Yeah.
He was probably like, I'm gonna be a rapper just so I can put this song out. Fucking loser.
Well, check it out. He's not the only one that's doing this.
Oh no.
So in September, Arizona said it had flagged as potentially fraudulent more than 1 million of 2.4 million unemployment claims, more than 40%. During a 6-week period over the summer, Colorado found that 77% of new claims were fucking fraud.
77%
of new claims are fraud.
Oh my God.
Since March, Washington State has turned up 87,000 cases in which cyber criminals have stolen or bought other people's identities and used them to file fraudulent unemployment claims.
Oh my God.
These are leaks from January 2018 through June 2019. And there are 184 cases from information that was sold during that time frame. So, fraud is still happening, you guys. They're just getting slicker.
Dude, remember, there was a guy in Texas that did the same thing when we did the news. It was this another EDD fraud case.
Uh-huh.
But the goddamn California prisoners have filed for unemployment, and they're collecting unemployment.
And their spouses or their family members are cashing in checks for them?
No, they're collecting it.
So the state sent them cards in the mail?
Yes. Okay, so.
This is great.
ADD fraud involving California inmates on this. And this story is from 4 days ago.
Oh, shit.
This is one of the biggest cases of taxpayer fraud in state history. Tens of thousands of unemployment claims were filed with EDD State Department in the names of inmates across the state. So it says six things you need to know. What's the fraud? Sacramento County District Ann Marie Schubert, who has the EDD Fraud Task Force, said tens of thousands of inmates are accused of scamming EDD, claiming upwards of $1 billion in unemployment already paid in their names.
Because I guess that's not really a question they ask is, like, are you in jail? They don't care.
These criminals, these murderers, these rapists, Schubert said, it encompasses death row inmates, inmates serving life or life without the possibility of parole, inmates not entitled to benefits that are getting fucking money. And some of the high profile inmates that were getting the fucking cash, Scott fucking Peterson.
Motherfucker.
Wesley Shermantine from the Speed Freak Killers and serial killer Carrie Stainer. These people were collecting fucking benefits.
I wonder who told them what was going on. Like, who? They need a computer to apply, so they obviously have phones or computers or some sort of access, so they're doing this.
They were doing, yeah, okay, so basically how they did it, according to this, it says, how could this happen? The task force said the fraud includes lone actors, organized rings, and identity theft. She believes the fraud was relatively easy because, unlike 35 states, California didn't regularly cross-check EDD claims with the prison rolls.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
And Kern County is home to 5 state prisons. So a lot of this was happening here in Kern County.
Motherfuckers.
Their family members or friends would file the EDD claims on their behalf, and then they would send them to the money and the cards to the inmates. Mm-hmm. Well, they can't really send the cards to the inmates. They can't go to the bank unless they did, like, online shopping.
They buy stuff online. Like, I used to talk to inmates a lot on the phone for different businesses, and they got buying power. It's weird.
And, yeah, the correction facility employees began listening to their fucking conversations, and they were talking among themselves. And okay. They were talking about how to work around the EDD to get a claim. Yeah. We found it was rampant. We found a few cases and it snowballed to that snapshot in time in September. Over 650 inmates with over $6 million in claims.
Wow.
I would have no problem in believing that it is 2 or 3 times that in terms of the number of inmates and the dollar amount. I don't know how the fuck they're going to get this money back. Although the inmates involved face additional punishments, the prosecutors are working to track down those involved outside of prisons and jails to get the money back to recoup hundreds of millions of dollars. But it's unlikely. That's nuts.
It's making America great again, right?
Yep.
Shit.
In a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom, several district attorneys are demanding the state invest more resources into the EDD task force, as well as employ a cross-checking system that routinely checks unemployment claims against incarceration data.
That's not a question they ask.
No, it isn't.
You know, are you in jail? No. Yeah, that's why I don't have a job.
No, you don't ask this. But some inmates do have jobs. They get paid like 15 cents an hour.
Yeah. Wow. You heard it here first, guys. Book of Lies podcast. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, 2020. You just got litty titty, didn't you?
Shit. Prisoners are coming up.
They can order stuff. Like, they can put money. Well, they can't really put money on their books because to put money on their books, they have to have cash. They have to move it. When they get the bank account, they can just send the money wherever they want. The card. So they're probably funding their fucking enterprises from inside just via a bank account, moving money here and there.
With EDD, you can
link a bank account.
Yeah. But how many prisoners have bank? Well, I guess a bunch of them probably do, but, and what? You can open a bank account. Like, again, like if you were in prison, I could go and open up a bank account for you online and do all that and then link the card. So yeah.
They're taking care of their families, I guess, from the inside. This is fucked up. Like, these are our tax dollars.
Yeah.
Yo, done ruined everything. So 2021 is going to be real dry.
Listen, I need to work on my book proposal for my true crime book and get some sort of advance. So that's what, oh my God, Pit Mad is on Thursday. Okay. So yeah, I need to write that proposal very, very soon.
Do it
today.
Your eyes are moving so fast.
All right. I'm on speed.
All right. So the next one, which is a silly one, and it's called Face Mask Exemption Card.
Yeah, I've seen that stupid thing. People are stupid. You really don't want to wear a mask that bad.
You really didn't pay for an exemption card.
Fucking idiots. I hate them.
So it really affects like business owners where people come into the store and they're like, I'm not wearing a mask. You're like, hey, this is my place of business. Obviously, there's a sign posted. We're in the middle of a crisis. Please wear a mask. And they're like, I don't have to wear a mask. Please wear a mask or leave the store. Check out my exemption card. Wapow!
No.
And it has like a state seal on it. And it's like, you will be fined this much money because I've got this card and you're impeding all my rights, bro.
First of all, every freaking place of business has the right to refuse service to anyone.
To refuse service to you.
So, you don't want to follow my rules, GTFO.
Well, that get the fuck out? Is
exactly.
That what that means? Go on and get.
Take your stupid fucking card with you. Shit.
Get your shit. Get out, please.
I mean, what else is there? Those are the frauds that I had for you guys for the day, to be quite honest.
But it's just, fraud is still out there. And
it's always going to be out there because there's always going to be people. It's funny, the ingenuity that these people come up with to fucking defraud, they could be doing legitimate businesses, making lots of money instead of doing it underhandedly. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. You're working this hard, this hard to steal. You could be working just as hard fucking inventing something or whatever, but instead you want to break the law instead of helping people. You suck. Let me see how I can fuck some people today.
It's really messed up, and that's the way people think. Like, they're just like, this is the only option I have is to steal. I don't know who thinks that. I don't know why people think that, but there's people out there that think that. Like, some people think the only thing they could do is sell drugs, is to do, like, something criminal.
To get money fast. That's why. They want to get money, and they want to do it fast. But again, you get fucking caught.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught.
It's
so
risk.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, why stop? Because when I get in jail, I could get unemployment. Okay?
That is so crazy to me.
That's insane. And I'm sure that's been going on for a while.
They discovered this was happening in September.
Right.
So since the COVID, because they're collecting COVID benefits. They're not collecting just regular EDD.
Oh, yeah. Because for COVID, they bumped it up. That's why I think people are doing it so egregiously because they're giving more money away. That's why they're doing it. Right? They're like, oh, I can't miss out to get like double the cash. I need it now.
Stupid. This state needs to fucking like get its shit together. How could you not think, we don't need a prison roll cross-checking system? Are you kidding? You fucking like, just to apply for cash aid benefits, you can't have been in prison in the last, like, 5 years or whatever.
Mm.
So, hello? I don't know. It's weird. I can't.
That's what I'm saying. I think this is, I'm sure there's been a lot of prisoners who have probably gotten these benefits. You hear what I'm saying? I'm sure it's been going on for a really long time. And they're like, oh, shit. You see this hole in our ass? This leak that's been happening? This is where it's happening.
That's weird. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Fucking Scott Peterson.
Ain't that some shit? Motherfucker. Isn't he like on death row or something?
No. It's life now.
Fuck Scott Peterson.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy. Oh, you know what else happened to me this week? I became a hottie. I was like, what? Megan Thee Stallion, she's on fire right now. Let me go ahead and support her. I bought her album. Her digital download for $4.99.
Oh, yeah?
And I've been working on my body challenge, guys. Mm-hmm. Brandy doesn't want to do a body video with me, but I really want to shake my butt.
All right, then.
Hang on. I'm just going to give you guys some of this action. If y'all ain't feeling this, I don't know what's going on in your lives. And if the beat live, you know Lil Juke made it. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. That's what I've been doing this week. There was this post. It was by Real Talk and Ghost and Big G. It was at like the beginning, body, yaddy, yaddy. And then Martin was like, nobody want to hear that shit. It's really annoying. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong.
It's one of those songs where you're like, if you're not the one listening to it, you're like, shut that shit off.
My 11-year-old has been like, can we watch another body video?
Because people are trying to do it, and it's funny to watch them.
Listen, I had the moves. I was like, oh, yeah, but I don't feel like I should be dancing around in underwear and bras and stuff. Because that's what they're all doing. They're dancing around so naked. It's like, why?
Just put on a swimsuit.
Just throw on a swimsuit. Have some class.
Hi, listeners. I'm Kay, a musical theater nerd.
And I'm Warren. I'm musically challenged.
We host a weekly podcast called Tone Deaf, a theater nerd's guide for their musically challenged spouse, where I subject Warren to new musicals every week.
It's really broadened my horizons and let me know that just about anything can be made into a musical.
Yeah, like a musical starring trains or a musical about Spider-Man.
Which I'm still recovering from.
Or even a musical about a famous painting.
Wait, like, about the artist or about the painting?
Yes.
I have concerns.
Tune in every Wednesday to Tone Deaf.
Put on some booty shorts.
Jeez, come on.
And a crop top.
Anyway, so I became a hottie, and I'm now a Megan Thee Stallion fan.
Okay.
And I wear that with pride. I even bought a shirt.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, you bought a shirt, for real?
I bought a shirt.
Oh, my. Okay.
Listen, not all the black women I love, because I'm a black woman, and there's lots of black women that I love, but, like, the celebrities that I really like, Beyonce was like, hey, let's do a collaboration together. And I was like, all right, Beyonce, you hang out with Megan and her Savage, that's fine. And then Taraji is in the body video, and then I was like, oh my gosh, we got to support this chick. And I was supporting her before when
she got shot.
I know. When I seen her on SNL, right? I was like, she's on SNL and she's talking like, you know, we got to protect our black women. We need to stand up for our black women. We need to support our black women. And if you're here listening, you need to support us as well. So go ahead and mosey on over to patreon.com/bookoflifepodcast and join us on Patreon. If you have it to give, it helps us keep the lights on. I go turn around and support other artists out there on Patreon. So don't worry, we're doing the Lord's work, and you get instant karma points for joining us on Patreon.
You get karma points on fucking Reddit.
Yeah. But I was just like, okay. And like her first like album is like number one. I was like, we gotta just keep this going. So I bought some of her swag. I bought a shirt, and that's how they get the number one albums. Do you remember when was it Kylie Jenner was dating that, what's his name? One of those artists.
Tyga? Travis Scott?
Travis Scott, yes. Mm-hmm. And then he was mad that he didn't have the number one album, or somebody was mad that they didn't have the number one album and Travis Scott did. There was some other artist who was mad at Travis Scott. It was it Lil' Kim? No, it was Nicki Minaj. She was mad that Travis Scott had the number one album like a year or two ago, because when he was selling shirts, he was selling albums or giving away albums, and it boosted his album sales. Mm-hmm. So I bought a shirt, and it was like, hey, get this album half off. I was like, $4? Fuck yes, I will buy it. I will support it. I've got it.
Okay.
So that's what I did this week. I felt young. I've been shaking my ass all week in the kitchen, dancing around. You probably would have caught me shaking my butt if you came in like 3 minutes earlier. But it's a good time.
All right, then.
I'm just saying.
Well, I haven't heard the album, so maybe I'll hear it.
I got the digital download. Do you want me to make you a CD?
Listen, when was the last time I heard, listened to a damn CD?
Girl, because I don't got no CD burner. I don't know all the shit I'm talking. But I can email it to you. I can share it with
the
you.
The fuck are you talking about?
What is she saying? What is that? CD?
Listen, I'm still trying to find my CD case that I used to keep in my car. It's like in a closet somewhere
it's
in my house.
Gone.
It's full of CDs. I'm like trying to listen to my Dave Matthews Band CDs.
Oh, yeah. Those are great. I love Dave Matthews Band.
That was my road trip. I like, whenever I would go on road trips, I would pop in a Dave Matthews Band CD.
Yes. I miss Dave. I think when things open up, we should treat ourselves. Treat yourself. And we should go see Dave Matthews Band in a bubble. Because we can't be around people. When are we going to be able to be around people? Never.
Maybe 2032.
Oh, okay.
When the vaccine's a few years old.
I'm telling you, I'm just going to sit back and watch. Mm-hmm. That's what I do. I just sit back and watch and observe.
It's crazy.
Crazy for feeling lonely. And loneliness is on the rise right now.
Yeah, because people are isolated.
People are isolated. But even before isolation, with technology, we've isolated ourselves of our own, like, prison with our phones. But loneliness is on the rise, and you guys, talk to your friends, reach out. It's okay to call somebody. People love hearing from you.
Yeah, here's the thing, don't fucking text me. Pick up the goddamn phone, put it to your ear, and say hello.
Yes, I've had phone calls from a lot of friends lately, and I've been calling friends too. So it's good to reach out to each other and let them know that you've been thinking about them and
fucking
that you're there.
Social millennials and fucking Gen Zers.
Everybody's antisocial, and now is the time to not be so antisocial since people are so separated and we don't have that connection anymore. Like, I need stimulation. I need to be around. I need to talk to people. I need to be stimulated. And we're not getting that anymore. Some people aren't getting that anymore. Some people's lives have not changed. Lucky you.
Some people are like that asshole that was on the news. I'm like, I don't care. I'm not gonna let the government ain't gonna tell me what to do.
Right. Shut up. Just shut up. Reach out to a friend this week. Do that and then see how things go.
What was it? Who was it? It wasn't AT&T. Reach out and touch someone. That used to be the theme song of, I think it was AT&T. It wasn't AT&T.
Sprint?
It was MCI.
MCI. You're old.
That doesn't exist anymore.
You're old.
I'm reach out and touch someone old.
Yes, you are. All right, man. So do you have a thumbs up for the week?
Oh, gosh. My thumbs up for the week is going to be, I'm going to be doing a fucking book proposal for PitMad. And hopefully maybe I get an agent and then I can write this book and I can get an advance and I can write this book. That's it. What's your thumbs up?
Beauty's Biscuits Christmas Cookies. That's my thumbs up. No. I'm making a sneak trip this week. I can't post anything on social media.
Look, you don't have to isolate for 14 days, quarantine for 14 days.
I'm doing some sneak shit. I'm looking forward
to sneak shit.
Doing some sneak shit. Don't worry about it. But I'm looking forward to that. Just growing, like, personally and spiritually and podcastily. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that's it. I don't know. Did I miss anything?
Our 100th episode's coming up.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Let me rewind. Guys, our 100th episode is coming up. We have 4 weeks to our 100th episode. And we are asking you to join us. Be our guest. Be our guest. Send in some audio we request.
that was freestyling.
To everyone that's already sent in audio, thank you guys so much. If you would like to collaborate with us on our 100th episode or give a shout out or, you know, go ahead and give a plug, whatever you want, just send it to bookoflivespodcast@gmail.com or write in.
Oh my God.
And we'll talk.
I forgot to rate a movie.
What?
For your reference, I have to rate a movie.
Okay, get to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Katie heard you, so you're in trouble now. But yeah, so thank you guys who have already sent in your stuff. Everyone else, get to it. I need that by December 15th. So you have 14 days from today to go ahead and get that in so we can put something special together for you guys because we love you so much. And thank you for listening. If you want to connect with us and keep the party going, go ahead and meet us on Twitter at Book of Lies Pod, on Instagram at Book of Lies Podcast, and Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We do have a group where you can visit our website at bookoflifepodcast.com, where all of our stuff is there. Check out the blog, check out our collaborations page, and check out some of our podcast friends. And again, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this was Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's both bitches.